I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30 in Salt Lake City. It's 28 degrees.
Speeds are good on all of our roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a popular Moab event is being canceled for 2022. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with the details. Jacob?
Tim, the Rally on the Rocks has been held since 2018, but according to a statement from event organizers, the political climate, along with the desire to remove or limit access for people who like to ride ATVs, has made hosting the event impossible. Organizers considered other places to hold the event, but they say that it wouldn't be the same. However, they say that if they can make a comeback in the future, they will. Live in the newsroom, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
A man accused of hitting and killing a 16-year-old Westlake High School student back in May has now been charged in connection with the boy's death. 28-year-old Daniel Macbeth from Sandy was charged with manslaughter, DUI, and driving on a suspended or revoked license. 16-year-old Ammon Blake hit and killed by Macbeth, who ran a red light and is believed to have been driving between 84 and 99 miles per hour. Well, it's not often we can say temperatures for Black Friday are going to be in the mid to upper 40s, but that's going to be the case this morning.
Honestly, the weather's been quiet lately. It's staying that way, folks. No weather issues for your travel today or your shopping, if that's what you're doing. We know the mall's going to be crowded later on. Our temperature's climbing just a little bit for the upcoming weekend as we get up to around 50. Still some cold mornings ahead, though, kind of like this morning. Air quality has been good. It slowly will likely get worse, though, with no big storms in sight here for next week.
Grant Wayman says there is some good news. This weather should take the drive back from Grandma's house pretty easy. KSL's top national stories now. 75,000 customers had their power shut off yesterday as the threat of fires in Southern California becomes unignorable. James Wilkerson says these outages are nothing new, but they're annoyed that they lost their power on a major holiday.
Had phone calls from some neighbors, and they're indicating that, you know, what are we going to do? We can't cook our birds. We can't, you know, we have no power, et cetera. So they're a little frustrated, to say the least.
Red flag warnings will remain in effect through much of Friday. The Arctic Ocean may have started warming earlier than thought. Since 1900, the Arctic has warmed by about 2 degrees, and new research shows the ocean began warming early last century as warmer and saltier waters flowed in from the Atlantic. The data about Arctic warming has implications for global sea level rise, as well as the models researchers have used to predict climate change. The UK introduced a new travel ban overnight, targeting 6 southern African nations where a potentially dangerous new COVID-19 variant was discovered.
Both Austria and Slovakia have entered lockdowns. France is ramping up their booster shot campaign. And Portugal and Italy are tightening restrictions requiring people be vaccinated to go to social activities, even in areas considered low risk for COVID. The Netherlands is reintroducing mask mandates in stores and ordering bars at restaurants to close at 8 p.m. This is a stark reminder that we are not out of the woods yet.
ABC's Lama Hassan reporting. The agency that approves drugs in the EU just gave the thumbs up for kids to get the Pfizer vaccine. Children ages 5 to 11 will get a lower dose than people over 12 years old get. Money from the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill signed by President Biden last week will help to pay for wildlife crossings on busy highways around the West. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
There's $350 million in the bill to help pay for wildlife crossings. $60 million of that will be available in the current fiscal year. The Deseret News cites an article from Pew Charitable Trusts that says this could help avoid collisions and both human and animal deaths along busy highways in Wyoming and Colorado, among others. Utah built a wildlife bridge across I-80 in Parley's Canyon 3 years ago that's commonly used by animals from moose to mice, and it's helped to reduce wildlife deaths in that busy canyon. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
In sports, it seems like LeBron James just can't catch a break. After returning to the court following his first suspension ever, this happened.
What is LeBron looking for? Oh, somebody is we got a fan that's got a little unruly, and LeBron is pointing it out to the officials. And what they're going to do is they're going to put them out.
This happened with just 2.5 minutes left in the game. LeBron did not say what the fan specifically said or did, other than calling what they did outside the line with obscene gestures and words. LeBron scored a season-high 39 to lead the Lakers to a 124-116 overtime win against the Pacers.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.